Secretary Johans, we're here at the Department of Defense, and we've got, looks like, a great crowd coming to this bio-based event. I know that there's a lot of interest in what American agriculture can produce to address our dependence on foreign oil. And I guess I'd like to ask you, I got your remarks, but also in the area of fuel, I don't know if how much of a role that plays in this particular event, but your comments on what agriculture can do there for the Department of Defense.
Already, the Department of Defense is using a product, biodiesel, and that's a perfect example. In any given year, the Department of Defense is going to use a lot of fuel, a lot of lubricants, oil for engines, and all of that can be produced in a bio-based way. Soy diesel would be a perfect example of that. So this is a potential very large purchaser here, and I really am excited about what they're doing.
What are the companies that are here needing to do in order to get their message through to these procurement people?
What these companies need to do is demonstrate to the procurement people that they're competitive price-wise and they're competitive quality-wise, that they can, their product can perform as well as a product that is not bio-based. If they can demonstrate those things, then the market is there for them because we are required by the law to grant a preference to bio-based products in federal procurement.
If they really move to not only giving that preference, but buying those products, any idea what the kind of potential this would be for our agricultural producers?
It's a very, very large potential. I mean, just the Department of Defense alone is the major purchaser of products. It's billions of dollars. But if you went across the entire federal government, it's many billions of dollars. So potentially, this is a very large market.
I heard that the Congress even has decided that they need to get in on having the same kind of requirement. So are you looking from the Department of Agriculture to do more awareness building throughout all of government?
For us, that's really the key. We had to put the legal structure in place, and that took some time. But now we have to get out across the federal system and illustrate to our colleagues in the federal system that, number one, this is a preference, and number two, that they need to reach out now and identify those products that meet the requirements.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. Glad to have you here.